Hi, Hannah. How are you?
Good, good. What's going on? What has the Super PAC been doing?
Okay, so the Super PAC has waded into the New Hanover County Board of Commissioners meeting, which is kind of unusual because it's a smaller race, and usually we see these groups weighing in on state-level races, you know, the governor's race or state senators and stuff like that.
So what exactly, how has it been getting involved?
So it's done two sort of rounds of advertising. One has been a television commercial endorsing three candidates, two Republicans and one Democrat, which has surprised some people. And a second round sort of attack ads, basically, going after two other Democrat candidates for the Board of Commissioners.
And which candidates specifically?
So the endorsements are for Republican candidate Deb Hayes and Bill Rivenbark, and Democrat incumbent Jonathan Barfield Jr. And then the attack ads are going after candidates Leslie Cohen and Kyle Horton.
Okay, so Skip Watkins is the one left out.
Exactly, and it's not entirely clear why Skip Watkins was left out of the mix, but that's part of the overall questions about this situation.
Okay, that's interesting. So, you know, just for anyone who might not be familiar, what are super PACs? Where did they come from, and why have they kind of been controversial as of late?
So super PACs are the product of a 2010 Supreme Court case known as Citizens United, which many people may have heard of. And again, without getting too into the details, it created a new category of political committee that could spend almost unlimited money and has much looser requirements for how it has to report donations. And that's basically, that's part of the reason people sometimes call these dark money organizations, because it's a little difficult to figure out who's really behind them.
So, you know, in terms of the public response to this, what has that been like? You know, how have people been reacting to this Raleigh group becoming involved in politics out here?
Sure. So let me take that in two bites.
Yeah.
The first is the endorsements. Now, there's two ways this can cut. Certainly, if you're a Republican candidate and a sort of conservative-leaning PAC endorses you, that's not a problem. But if you're a left-leaning or Democrat candidate and a conservative group endorses you, that could cause some issues with your base. So there's been some questions about why this group endorsed Barfield. So that's the first part of it.
Yeah.
And the second part of it has been both surprised at the negativity and sort of the local interest of a big PAC in a local race.
You know, and do you have any speculation as to why they're involved here?
So this is only speculation, but, you know, it does bear out. If you look, there's a number of super PACs that have gotten involved in the Harper Peterson, Michael Lee state Senate race. And New Hanover County in general is considered to be a bellwether county in kind of a bellwether state. So North Carolina is hugely important in the upcoming presidential election. And New Hanover County, although, you know, it's only one of 100 counties, is seen as representative and almost symbolic of the way that the state as a whole could go.
Do they choose whether or not they're endorsed by these super PACs?
Right. That's a great question, and I'm glad you asked. One of the regulations that is put on super PACs is that they can have absolutely no communication or coordination with candidates and their campaigns. So that means even if you did not want this endorsement at all, there's nothing you could do to really stop it. As opposed to in TAC Ed, you know, all you can do is sort of decry it.
WHQR's Ben Shockman. He's been reporting on the Conservative Leadership Committee and its involvement in the New Hanover County Commissioner's race. You can also find a more in-depth look at that story at WHQR.org. And thank you so much, Ben.
Glad to be here. Thanks.